1 John 3, 14-16 says, "We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." Much of 1 John paints an incredible picture of what living in love truly looks like. These three verses in particular use very strong language to distinguish love and life from hate and death. John does this to show us that, as Christians, love for each other isn't optional. How does that challenge make you feel right now? Does it sound impossible? Or does it inspire you? Or perhaps, both? None of us get it right all of the time. As recipients of God's mercy, we have the opportunity each day to ask for forgiveness. Start new and live in love. If you need to, ask God now to forgive you for not loving others how you know He wants you to. John makes it clear in his letters and in his gospel that eternal life is not something to wait for, but it's knowing and experiencing God in our present moments each day. Revelation of and relationship with Jesus, who laid down his life for us, is what compels us to lay down our lives for each other. Talk to God about that now. Who could God be asking you to show love to today? What are practical ways that you can lay down your life for your brothers and sisters today? Lord, we thank you that we have passed from death to life, from hatred to love, and that now our lives are eternally marked by the love of Jesus. Lord, help us today to extend your love to those around us. Help us by your Holy Spirit to live not out of fear, but out of your perfect love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.